It's hard to see yourself represented on the silver screen. In a world with less available roles to us, this industry can be so mean. So we're gonna make some changes in this town. Turn the male-driven media upside down. There's nothing that a woman can't do. So act like a girl, we're here to support you.
All right, hello guys. Welcome back to Act Like a Girl. So when I was on my trip in New York, I recorded a few podcasts with people, and this is one of them. So this is with Kristen Seavey. We're in my wife's apartment on the Upper East Side. So if you hear car horns, everyone is really pissed off on York Avenue right now.
There's a lot of construction.
Yeah. Anyway, say hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Just tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you do?
Well, let's see. I am originally from Maine, and then I moved to New York, which is why I'm here, obviously. I'm an actor, and I also write, and I produce.
Yep. And Kristen and I met, we just realized.
5 years
ago. Like, 5 years ago, pretty much.
Right now.
Right around now. We were in a really good play called Dog Sees God that you guys should all read or see or do.
Yes.
It's Charlie Brown grown up.
But like a really fucked up version of Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
Where I was, they all like did drugs and...
And were assholes. Like I was Peppermint Patty and drank a lot of liquor and like drank during school in my milk carton. And I used the F word and so I don't classy. Mean fuck. Oh my God. And they smelled the milk cartons because we cleaned them out, but like...
They were nasty.
They were so gross.
It was like...
It was so gross. And then the food that we had to eat.
Salisbury steak was like.
Oh my God. It was like.
Frozen White Castle burger patties.
And we had to eat them.
I didn't, thank God.
I did. They were microwaved. I don't even fucking own a microwave. I mean, I guess at that time I was eating really shitty because I was 21.
Every 21-year-old eats shitty?
Yeah.
If you're not, you're an anomaly.
Yeah. Well, I'm. Yeah. God, I'm so glad I don't eat shitty anymore.
It's good to not eat shitty.
It really is. I really encourage all 21-year-olds out there to stop eating shitty. Everybody should stop eating shitty. Like, I haven't had fast food in... I mean, besides Shake Shack and okay. In-N-Out.
I don't usually eat fast food either. Except technically I did last night, but it was a special occasion.
Right. Oh, the burger joint?
Yeah.
But again, like, that and, like, In-N-Out and... Shake Shack are like...
It's still like a more high quality fast food.
And it's so good.
And it's not like I think the last time I went to Burger Joint, I was with you. And that was like 3 years ago.
So many years ago. Were we really only friends for 2 years in New York of me living here?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
I feel like... Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense, huh?
Yeah.
Because we met when I was like moving in... That's right. We met when I lived in that sublet in Chinatown.
Or Chinatown.
Yeah. Chinatown, this tiny cute adorable sublet that like the bathroom was, did you ever go to that sublet?
I didn't.
I like never had people there because it was tiny. It was basically like a studio, but not, it was like a tiny studio.
It's probably illegal.
It was those old, it was one of those old buildings that like clearly when they originally made it, there was like a bathroom on each floor that you used. So like you had your own toilet, but like you shared showers.
Oh, hell no.
Because the shower was, we had our own shower, but it was like separate from the toilet.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. And then my ex was, he was 6'4". So a huge person, and he was so tall,
especially in comparison.
Yeah, like I would stand like not even to his shoulder. It's insane. But the shower was like little for me and like short for me. Mm-hmm. And you had to like step up into it, and like he couldn't even fit under the water.
It's like a Will Ferrell and Elf.
Yeah, no, that's what it looked like. He was like, you could see, you could like comically see his like from his shoulders up over
that's
the
pretty honk.
Yeah, that was a great honk. You could comically see like from his shoulders up over the top of the shower curtain. It was hilarious.
So he's Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Basically, I was fucking Will Ferrell. It was all right. Okay. Yeah, Kristen is an actor also and does, yeah, creates content. She was, she's in this really great web series that I'm obsessed with that you guys should check out. And I wrote an article about it and wrote an article about her, called
Life After Fat.
It's so good, you guys.
It is. And we are in, which
pre-production.
Well, we kind of took a hiatus, because we had some internal changes and now we have like a whole new team and it's going to be a lot better now.
I'm so excited.
Now that like we've kind of reconfigured things and are making a plan of what to do. And it's about a girl who loses 90 pounds in a year and she's kind of readjusting to life and, you know, what it means to be a young woman in the city who just recently lost weight. And it's not perfect and it's not ideal and it's not what the magazines tell you.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I mean, you know, I've always been like a small person, but like I'm sure you remember when I lived here I was like so much heavier.
We were awful.
Oh my god, Kristen lived with me for a month or like 2 months or something.
We were just like frat boys.
We ate bread. Like, just, we would just eat bread and butter.
I mean, it's great. I would eat that every day if I could. Yeah,
I love bread and butter so much. I talk about this all the time. I love butter so much. Oh, my God.
I used to eat butter.
Oh, my God, so did I. You know what I would do as a kid? I would put, this is so ridiculous. I would take saltine crackers and put butter on them.
I think I would, too. Or something like that.
Yeah, and, like the salt, oh, my God.
But we had, like, the country crock tubs, because this is before my mom used real
oh,
butter.
No.
And
oh, no.
I just, like, dip my finger in.
See, luckily we never did that, don't eat fake butter. It's disgusting for you. It's
yeah,
so bad for you.
Yeah, she uses real butter now.
But... Yeah, you have to. The great thing is my family never did that, and so I was so adverse to it when other people would do it. And, like, we had this family friend that we flipped out because we found out that they used margarine. And, like, when we melted the margarine and showed her, like, it was bright yellow. So gross. And it just, like, smells different, and it's this, like, weird texture. It's so disgusting.
It's, like, plastic.
Yeah. And so my mom, we, like, bought butter for her. And I think they use real butter now. I hope so.
Yeah.
Amy, you better be using real butter.
Yes, Amy, use real butter. I feel like I'm, like, laying on my stomach right now. And I feel like my voice sounds strange.
Do you want to hear it?
No, it's fine.
Okay. You sound great.
Thanks.
You sound...
Hello.
You sound like a beautiful lady. and Kristen, oh God, she has all these really great, photos. Like there's this one where she's like a winter wonderland princess.
Mm-hmm. The ice one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. That was in Maine actually. And I did a photo shoot with someone that I used to go to high school with. And
that's so fun.
This other man, who collaborated as well. And we had just had a snowfall, but everything was also frozen. So we went out on this lake, and it was freezing.
She straight up Ilsa.
So I, like, was standing in a dress on a frozen lake.
And Kristen is, you will see, there'll be a picture, of course, with the article. And with this podcast, I mean. But, so you'll see, but Kristen's, like this beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed babe. And so she's just, like, in this blue land, and it's, like, ridiculous.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us what else you're doing.
Well, I've been taking a screenwriting class, so I'm working on that. I have a film that I am finishing up that I also wrote and produced. I work with another production company, aka Studio Productions. We have a lot of stuff in the works, and I also really, really want to produce a play this summer. Don't know if that's going to happen because it's a little late. But
what about
not, it's going to happen.
What about through what's it called? Oh man, the play festival that's downtown. Or no, I guess it's in Midtown.
Like the Fringe.
Yeah, the Fringe.
Well, you have to submit to that, I think.
Like way in advance, ago, yeah.
Because you have to get accepted.
Right.
But also, I think the play that I really want to do is not original. Or at least it's not something that I've read.
Right. Okay. But well, yeah. You should you could, I think you could do it.
And then in between all of that, try to be a human being.
Right. Oh yeah. Swing dancing.
I like swing dancing.
Tell us about swing
dancing. I'm like a 70-year-old man. I am. That's what I tell people. But it's funny because 2 years ago I said that I was 68. So, it does go up every year.
Oh, my God. You're just going to keep kidding. No, I know. I was thinking, oh, my God, literally this when we were having lunch earlier, I was like, oh, I wish Kristen would have met my grandparents because they would have loved her. They would have fucking loved you. They swing danced all the time. I have a video of them somewhere. Oh, God, I got to find that video. I have a video of them somewhere from my graduation party. And they, excuse me.
Yawn.
Sorry, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
This is what happens when you come to New York. But I have a video of them swing dancing. I mean, it was more like ballroom dancing at my graduation party.
But still.
They did swing dance. They just, they were really old. So
that's so sweet though.
They couldn't do as much as they used to be able to do. But they loved it.
But the fact that they're still doing it and
oh yeah, and he would get big bands to play at places.
That's awesome.
He loved it. He was on a committee.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just going out and
music is fucking great.
Music is great. Music brings people together, and so doesn't social dancing.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily mean let's go to the club.
Right.
I mean, that could bring people together too, but
No. You don't even talk to anybody. I don't understand it. What? I have fun when I go with my girlfriends who I already know really well, because it's not we bond at dinner and we bond while we get ready and we bond after. Mm-hmm. And so it's just fun to go and dance our faces off together. But people who go on dates to clubs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. How would you even...
You could go with somebody, I guess, who you've been with, again, who you know, and you just want to, dance your faces off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd rather go out, social dancing, and it's just fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I got to do it more.
Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just go anyway.
Yeah, well,
don't be afraid to look. This is just my general advice for, don't be afraid to look stupid.
Yeah, no, looking stupid is so much fun.
I know.
And yeah, nobody cares. And if they do,
they're
being an asshole.
Fuck them.
They're being an asshole.
Doesn't matter what they think.
Yep.
I know that's totally easier said than done sometimes. But trying to care less about what other people think.
Right. And also, I think another thing too, to on the flip side of that, that I've been trying to work on is to care less what I think about people that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to, really just not even care.
You said something the other day. What was it? The rent thing?
Oh, yeah. I always say that. Basically, I think of our brains as, an apartment building. And, you can't let somebody live in your apartment building that isn't paying rent to be there. And especially because a lot of times we do this and I do it too. And it's so interesting because we always do it with people who we really don't know. Cause once you know someone, it's a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we do this with people who we don't know. So we hold an apartment room for them when they don't even want the apartment room. And we won't let anybody else rent it because maybe they'll want to rent it.
That's deep. Mic drop, walk away.
Boom. No, these are nice mics. Don't drop them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't want to. Don't worry, Mike. I won't drop you. Mikey, Mike.
Oh, deal.
I'm so punny. Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. New York man, I'm like, I'm not sick because my snot is clear, just so everyone knows what color my snot is.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know you all needed to know. But my allergies have been going nuts. Shane and I rode on the back of my buddy Shane's motorcycle the other day, and there was like this one spot, particularly on the Upper West Side, where he was like sneezing a couple times, and then I was coughing. Because it just got so dry all of a sudden. It was crazy.
All of a sudden just got summer, too.
Right. Guys, it's been 90 degrees.
Is that the right thing to say?
It just became summer. It just got summer. New York, you just got summered.
It just turned summer.
Right. Yeah, it went from like 60 and rainy.
Not even. Like, it was in the 40s.
Really?
I mean, there were like 2 weeks at the beginning of this month where it rained every single day.
That's crazy.
Every day.
I haven't seen weather. Like, I saw a little bit of rain. But that's like, but not really.
Mm-hmm. It poured the other night.
Like, I haven't seen weather in, yeah, but I was asleep through most of it. I haven't seen weather in like, a year now. It's kind of crazy.
Lucky.
Yeah. Do you think that you face things differently because you're a woman in our industry than the men in our industry?
Yeah. Because I feel like there's a lot of additional obstacles. I mean, everyone is going to have their own journey and it's going to be different. And, you know, and I'm not trying to ever discredit anyone else's journey or the struggles that we all have to face in the industry, but I feel like for women, they do have a lot different of circumstances that, you know, we have to deal with. And not even just like the stereotypes of the characters that we get, because we aren't the only ones who get stereotypical characters. You know, there's minorities and, you know, the diversity is getting better as far as like women and not just white people on screen.
Oh, look, more white people kissing.
But it's happening very slowly.
Yeah. Really slowly. I think it's happening more,
we're more
in
aware
theater and in television than it is in film.
Yes.
In my opinion. But even still, it's not. Of
it, which makes it seem like things are happening.
Right.
A lot faster than they
which
are.
Which is a first step, for sure.
It is.
And but I mean, I'm fucking tired of it. It's taking too long. Like, we need to speed this shit up.
Yeah. And I think that people just are offended by everything.
Offended by everything.
By everything. Like, that casting call for Hamilton that got put out that was like, we're seeking non-white people. Great. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how many shows are only white, and then people got mad at that.
I have a friend who, she said it really great, and this is in pertaining to Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. I want it to be good.
She was like, because you know people are pissed off that it's all women.
Of course they are.
And so she was like, "What has gone so wrong in your life that you need the second Ghostbusters movie, or like the reboot of the Ghostbusters, like basically that the first Ghostbusters wasn't good enough for you, like that wasn't enough, mm-hmm. you need this one too." It's crazy.
I mean, nothing is ever going to beat the classic in anything, but I don't think it's trying to.
Well, and why are we, why would we like
with it?
And yeah, and like if it wasn't a reboot of all women, like, we would just be like, what, recreating greatness?
Yeah.
Like, get out of here.
It's never going to beat that.
No.
But it's still going to be fun.
Oh, I'm so excited about it.
I hope it's good.
I'm
because
so excited.
Otherwise, it's just going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's because women were in it and women aren't funny.
Right.
which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm doing that thing that we were just talking about. I have to, sorry. I have
get
to,
off your phone.
Yeah. I'm making dinner plans with the wife. I know, yeah. And it's like a good kind of
whatever. I'm so excited about it. I obviously this is like that's what I'm fucking.
Even if it's not good, it's still a big step
in the right direction. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's gonna be great. I mean, the acting at least is gonna be incredible.
Put pressure on it to be the original.
No way. It's not supposed to be. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be different. And that's the thing. I mean, that's what Act Like a Girl is all about. Like literally, you know, redoing and like proving that it could have been women in these roles.
Yeah.
Easily, just as easily.
I'm not trying to
say that they didn't do a good job or beat it. Yeah, just it's just to like prove that we can do this fucking too. Yeah.
Yeah, just I think there needs to be more diversity in A, the writing room, and B, the ones behind the table making the decisions.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't even mean casting, because there's a lot of women in casting.
Yeah.
But casting is just getting, that's their job to cast what they're given or what projects they take on. They don't have control right. over what those roles are.
Right.
It's the producers and the writers that are.
And directors, too.
And directors, yeah. I would love to see Hamilton played by a woman.
Oh, my God. I would
I
die.
I think that would be incredible.
I mean, I'm white, so I can't. I, like, the show is not for me, and I love that. That makes me so happy. But, in like, if in a dream world, I would die to play George Washington. I mean, also Thomas Jefferson, but, like, I don't think I could. I don't know. That rap is, like, you, I'd have to do a lot of practicing to get mm-hmm. to the point to be able to talk that fast. And not fuck up.
I think also with, like, the intimacy of being in the performing arts, there's a lot of fine and or blurred lines.
Right.
Between, like, the content that you have to do sometimes and, you know, if you have scenes that are intimate and or a certain kind of character, it's like there really is no HR department, even if you're in the union. I mean, there is, but there was this article that came out.
Oh, my God, the lines are so blurred.
Yeah. There was the article that Maren Ireland did for the New York Times, and it talked about, you know, the sexual harassment behind the scenes and the fact that, like, it's not an office where you can just go to HR and be like, this guy in this office was saying this to me. He was coming on to me. He was doing this. You know, he touched me or spoke to me or did this that's incredibly inappropriate.
And if you're not in the union, fucking forget about it.
Like, and they just, there's they absolutely have so much nothing. Power and they get yeah. away with it.
Yeah. And it's not even like we're talking about, like, you know, because the stereotypical thing is, like, when you watch something like Fame and mm-hmm. the girl, like, takes her shirt off on camera for the guy and is, like, crying while she does it. It's not even, like, that kind of harassment. I mean, I'm sure that's out there. But we're talking about, like, coworker on coworker harassment that you deal with every day that you're around that person. And there's no one to go to.
And, I mean, what if you have to do intimate scenes with this coworker? Like, if it's your screen partner or your stage partner.
Or the director or whatever.
You can feel the line of, right? Like, even if you're doing intimate work,
ugh.
What is appropriate for the scene and then what is past that line that is not
right
appropriate. You know? And it's hard to tell.
It is. And it's easy to, like,
it's hard to say, like, you know, well, this happened to me during the scene and that's not supposed to happen, but this is what my co-star did. And then, you know, if you say something like that, most of the time you're going to get a response of, like, well, that's, you know, that's just how it is. That's just the industry. Like, you're putting yourself in that position. But it should also be safe.
Yeah, and you definitely don't have to do anything you don't want to do. ever, even for work. I God, even to the point where, like, I've had a couple conversations with coworkers of mine. I'm exhausted, you guys. I've had conversations with a couple coworkers of mine in the, like, service-wise, like, server friends. And people will just, like, touch us. Like, there was this older gentleman that just, like, wanted to hold my hand every time I came over to the table. And I'm like, please don't touch me. And I, you know, and I told, like, I definitely, like, set the boundary and, like, took my hands away. And I didn't have to say anything. But, like, one of my coworkers, this guy just kept touching her arm every time she came up to the table. And she, like, had pulled away from it, but he still kept doing it. So finally she was like, hey, I'm sorry. I just really don't like touching. Like, can you not touch me? And I told her, I was like, you have every right to say that. Like, just because you're at work, just because you're, like, in a position of, like, serving him and, like, taking care of, it does not mean that you have to be, like,
yeah,
touched by this person when you don't want to. That's such a, like, small level. Mm-hmm. But it's so,
I mean, even things real. Like, you know, people joke about, like, the casting couch, but that's a very real thing.
It's so real. It's scary.
One of my friends in Los Angeles told me a story about this woman who was hired. She was hired for a film that required, I can't remember what the sport was, but it was like a professional sport. Like, I don't know, let's say water skiing. So it required like a professional water skier. So that's why she was hired, because she was a professional water skier. But she wasn't really an actor, but she had turned herself into an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But then the director came on to her and she refused him and he fired her and then hired like a model actor who didn't know how to water ski. And my friend said that she told her, at some point in your career, you were going to be fired for not sleeping with someone.
Ugh.
And that's just how it is.
Ugh.
Which is absolutely disgusting.
It's crazy. I mean, but it's so true. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, fuck. Yeah, it's so hard. It is. It's hard to be like, God, this is going to sound woe is me and whatever, but I don't care. It is hard to be like a attractive person who's a professional sometimes, because people, that shit happens. Like, you know, people want you to like kind of be there for them in a way. And it's like,
well, they almost expect it, you know, because they're doing something for you.
Right. It's like a favor. And I'm just like, no.
And it's also
hire
power,
me because
you know?
You want to hire me, not because you are doing me a favor.
Exactly.
I don't want any favors. I mean, I do. But from people who I love and trust and who I have done stuff for and who, you know.
Of course.
Friend favors and stuff.
Well, that's also different from
right.
Someone hiring you because you can do the job, but also because they think that, you know, they can take you home. Or that you'll do them favors for hiring you.
Damn.
But just the fact that, like, this woman said, at some point in your career, you will get fired for saying no and not sleeping with someone. It's just, like, everything that's flawed about, well, not everything. There's a lot of things that are flawed. One thing that is flawed about the industry that we work in. At least for women. I mean, and, you know, that's not to say that just women experience it, because I'm sure that men have and do as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure they do.
It's just more prevalent among women.
Right. Do you think that you get advantages because you're a woman?
Probably.
In the industry?
Sometimes.
And in life? I think so, right? I mean,
yeah.
But it's so annoying because it's like, well, I don't want that kind of advantage. I want, like, you know.
I mean, you'll always hear, like, people say, oh, it's because you're a female that you're getting that or something. I always feel like.
But also, I want them. Like, I go back and forth with this. And, like, it's, like, how I feel about, like, you know, people being angry about stuff. Because, like, I have a really hard time being angry. I don't really know the last time that I was angry. And I think, like, I'm uncomfortable with it, but then I'm like, oh, but I like it. Like, I'm excited that I'm angry. It means that I'm passionate about something, you know? It means that it, like, means something to me. So it's the same thing with advantages. Like, it's like, fuck, yeah, I get that advantage because I'm a woman. Well, but you know what else I don't get? I'm paid 86 cents to your dollar, man.
Isn't it 76?
Like, is it still 76?
I don't know. Maybe it went up. That would be nice.
I might be wrong. It might be 76. But I'm like, motherfucker, like, yeah, I get this advantage. Like,
I mean, and even in the film industry, you know, in the past 2 years, I would say there's been a huge uncovering of the pay gap issues.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like the fact that Jennifer Lawrence can't automatically make, or, you know, someone of her status.
Well, I think she's the highest paid actor right now. So yeah.
Yeah.
Female
actor. Someone of her status can't automatically be at the same pay rate as her male co-star.
And the problem is, too, that it's
absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
Absolutely
ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. The problem is, too, that it's not just... It's like, when we talk about it, we have to talk about humans, not just men and women, too. Because, like, it's even harder out there for transgender or gender queer or whatever, you know, gender neutral people. Like, they have nothing. They have no advantages. It's nuts. And then again, if you want to talk about race, it's like even more. The most underrepresented person in America is the brown woman, brown transgender person.
I just think it's the fact that, you know, people like Jennifer Lawrence have to go public,
right,
with things like that is
to make it,
you know,
yeah, to get everybody to start to talk about it. Yep, it's crazy
because she has just as much, if not more, star power than, you know, for talking about American Hustle,
right?
I would say that they're all equal.
Oh yeah. Well, she might even be the most famous now. She's the most famous because she's done two major movie chains. Like, she's in X-Men and she's in Hunger Games. Yeah. Like, then, so when you do that, you just, like, become so famous. And now she's going to be in the movie with Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Anyway, all right, I'm going to let Kristen pee.
Okay, bye.
We're back. 175 million. Oh, wait. We're talking about Mrs. Doubtfire again. We're back again. From Kristen peeing. Again. We're talking about Mrs.
Doubtfire. Working on it, Robin. Oh, it was a run by fruit.
Kristen and I have a common love in 90s movies. As do most people, I would feel like.
Yes.
Of our age group. Kristen is fucking obsessed with Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's fucking obsessed. She's obsessed with Lion King on the level that, like, I'm obsessed with, like, Birdcage and Christmas Vacation, where, like, if you don't like us, don't watch it with us, because we are going to quote the whole thing.
I know. I mean, my cousin does, too. I know every single word.
She knows every like, line noise. Verbatim.
I've just seen it so many times.
She knows, like, every life. Pause.
It was a huge part of my childhood.
She had a dog named Nala?
No, I had a two cat. Kitties That's named right. Simba and Nala That's when right. I was like 8.
Oh my God, so cute. You have a Simba stuffed animal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I don't think it's so in New York, cute. Though.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's so good. Wait, did you see it when it was on Broadway? Is it still on Broadway?
It's still on Broadway. I saw it a long time ago. I saw it when I was in high school. I think it was.
You should go again. I think they have Rush tickets.
I think they do now, too. I did see it when it came out in the theater in 3D. I went by myself.
And oh, amazing. The minute
that sun came up over the horizon.
You were crying.
Instant tears.
Oh, my God. Amazing. That's tears. My favorite thing to do.
I'm such a dork.
No, I love it.
It's so beautiful seeing it on the big screen. I had to go. It made me so happy.
Yeah. I had to go to Harry Potter World alone for the first time. Because I was like, I can't be
the You probably way... saw it and then you started crying.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Like, I'm comfortable crying in front of anyone. But I'm fucking annoying. Like, I want to, like, go and, like, look at mm-hmm. every single thing. So I just, like, needed to get that, like, out of my system. And then the last time I went, I got an interactive wand.
Ooh.
I got Bellatrix's wand.
Nice.
It's badass. And it interacts at the park with stuff.
Oh, and you can that's make cool.
stuff. You can do magic tricks.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this movie so many times. So many times.
What's your favorite scene?
Throughout my entire life. I don't even know. I just love the whole thing. I don't think I have a favorite. But still, when it was also the first movie that I saw in the theater, you know, it was such a big part of my childhood. And then seeing that sun come up over the horizon, it was just so beautiful.
My boobs are, like, hanging out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Titties.
Titties.
My wife said she was walking around yesterday after we had lunch and then we split ways. And she was like, "Ah, I wish you were with me." Because she walked by this girl that was, like, wearing a normal outfit, like, with a skirt and just, like, looking adorable. And her boobs were just out. Like, she just didn't have a shirt on or a bra on.
Nice.
Just walking around.
New York City.
Yeah. City or center of the universe.
I don't want to talk about that experience, but that's kind of dark to end on.
No, I don't think so. I think it's very real, but I don't want to talk about anything you don't want to talk about.
Well, I'd have to be vague anyway.
You don't even have to give people names.
It's kind of like if you see something, say something. No matter where you are.
Yeah.
I think that applies to, like, general life, too. Like, if you see something that is not right.
Yeah, when you see someone being treated.
Walk by.
You know? Yeah.
I should have talked about that earlier when I was talking about, like, film experience, but long story short, I went to go shoot the lead in a feature film.
Out of town,
and, you know, we were in a fairly secluded area, and all of us were living in the house that we were shooting in, the cast and crew, and it was me and my co-star were the only actors there, and he was male. And I was one of the only women on set. There was another woman, but I don't think this director really... He looked at her differently than he looked at me. I think he looked at her as, like, one of the guys, because she was crew. And she had, like, short hair, and she's lovely, and great at her job. But he kind of fetishized me, and basically... Things ended up happening that shouldn't have happened, and he was pushing me to do things in the scene that were not in the script. And he was also wasted. And it could have been stopped, but nobody spoke up for it. Nobody helped me to stop it. But things like that can be prevented. And I'm not even talking about, like, the severity of the whole issue. It actually, I'm making it sound a lot lighter than it really was, because we all ended up leaving this set. After the first full day of shooting, the entire cast and crew left because it was such a horrible, horrible and dangerous experience that we left what was supposed to be a 2-week shoot. And when this man was trying to make me do things that were not in the script and were for his own pleasure, that, and, you know, we were doing improv and stuff, but this is something that even if you improvised, it wouldn't fit into the script whatsoever. It was just kind of something that he wanted on the side. But my survival instincts kicked in, and I was like, I'm just going to do this, I'm just going to keep doing this, and then it'll be over before I know it. Until it kept getting
pushed in a more perverse direction, and it kept getting pushed further and further until I stopped it, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, it's not, if I just kept going, he would have kept going with it, you know, and we probably would have ended up making a porn, and which is not what I'm hired to do. But I was just sitting there, and this director was basically berating me, and I was making eye contact with every crew member, and no one spoke up. I think one person did, but then he got shot down pretty fast. But nobody was comfortable with it in the room. Nobody was. Even when we were setting it up, nobody wanted to do it. And it could have been stopped if everyone was like, you know what? You've been drinking. We've worked a full 12-hour day already, and this is stuff that's not on the schedule, and it's not in the script, and we are all going to take the rest of the night off.
Yeah. But well, and there are so many... There are so many parts of this that, elements to this that led to that happening. Like, you know, it was non-union. Mm-hmm. Like you said, there weren't enough women there.
The director also wrote it, and he was producing it. I mean, I know that he had, I think, other producers.
But there was, like, no involved, one else in charge.
But he was the only person in charge on set.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he just made it a nightmare for me, because he was not very nice to everybody, but I was just his target. You know, he would talk about my body to other crew members. He would try to corner me. He thought that I should do favors for him in exchange for giving me this role. And my thoughts are, you hired me because you hired a good actor who was going to do the role that you wrote. And not someone who's also going to sleep with you. Or sleep with you because you gave me something.
Right.
Like, it doesn't work like that.
Nobody owes anybody anything.
You know? You don't get hired at McDonald's because the boss wants to sleep with you. You know? I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, a normal job.
That definitely has happened.
I'm sure it has. I'm sure in every situation, in every job.
Ugh, it's so bad. Well, the thing is like, it's just, we really have to realize that, like, nobody owes anybody anything. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nobody. Even when you make a promise, it's okay to break promises. We put so much effort or, like, emphasis on, like, keeping promises and, like, always staying the same and never changing. And it's like, that's not what life is. We should be. And we, like, I'm so excited about the changes that I've made mm-hmm. for myself. And I'm excited about the changes that my friends have made for themselves. And, like,
in this industry, though, we have to look out for each other.
We do.
Not even just, like, you know, let's women just stick together. Like, as human beings.
No, everybody on that set needed to speak up. And I bet a lot of them. Yeah, I'm sure. But and I bet a lot of them, like, are so mad at themselves for not speaking up. That's, like, a heavy, heavy thing to know that you didn't do, you know? Mm-hmm.
I mean, like in general, humans, you know, if you see something and you know it's not right.
Just the fucking other night, I was out waiting in line at a club, and one of the guys that I was with, I didn't like how, like, rudely and abruptly and aggressively he was giving the girl that cut in front of us shit that she cut, which she did cut. But, like, first of all, who the fuck really cares? Second of all, like, we don't need to be, like, if you're going to say something, just be like, hey, we were actually in line in front of you. And that's it. That's all you have to say. But he was, like, so aggressive about it.
We get so defensive.
And it was just, I said something. I was like, hey, nobody needs to talk to anybody like that. Mm-hmm. We have to, and I tell guys who, like, bring shit up to me all the time, like, no, she didn't fucking owe you anything. I was on a date with a guy, and he was like, this actress had been flirting with me the whole time we were on the shoot. And then my friends from the shoot encouraged me to ask her out at the end. And she was like, oh no, I have a boyfriend. And I like was pissed and wanted an explanation as to why she had been flirting with me the whole time. And my response to him was, you projected that she'd been flirting with you. Like, yeah. she was maybe just like a really nice person who smiled.
See, that's another thing, is that people kind of blur the lines between someone being just a nice person
who's pretty and has a good smile
and being flirty.
Right.
And like friendly versus being flirty.
I get projected on about that shit all the time. Mm-hmm. People think I'm flirting with them all the time.
And maybe you are, but it doesn't mean that it's...
I have no... Like, people are always like, you're such a flirtatious person. And I'm like, oh, but God, like...
flirtatious become such, like, a negative connotation?
Well, yeah, but also, like, I'm just, like...
friendly and
you should see me when I'm actually flirting. Like, it's a different thing. Mm-hmm. It's not that. Like, I do flirt, but it's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, this friendly, mm-hmm. smiley person that I am. That's just who I am. And we like, encourage all of this so much with...
I just think the world would be a better place if everyone didn't just walk past the things or walk away or turn a blind eye to the things that they know. At least the things that are happening in front of their face. You know, you can't save the world in one day.
Of course not. But yeah, you have to speak up.
Like, oh, it's not my problem.
No, you have to speak up.
I mean, I was kind of just taking it for the team a little bit. Or at least that's my perspective, you know.
I'm sure that it was like that. I don't have any doubt that
it wasn't easy for anybody.
Right.
I just happened to be a fetish in the situation. And, you know, my body got talked about behind my back.
Ugh.
In a perverse way. And, you know, I would get cornered and... my room would get walked into without knocking, and yeah. One of the last things that this guy said to me, he said that I was a cunt, but that I looked good.
Fuck yeah.
But there is no one for me to go to. You know, I mean, that's not even like the worst of it. That's, I'll take that. That's fine.
I thought I wasn't going to cry this time.
Aw, I love you.
I love you so much.
Like, I'll take that. That's like every time. That's funny to me.
Every time I've been hanging out with Kristen, I've been crying.
Oh my God. But just the fact that, like, I can't go to my boss and be like, this person said this.
Right. There was no protection. There was no one to go to.
This person said this to me. I mean, now it's like, it's funny. I think that's kind of funny.
No, that's hilarious. Hilarious. And that's like, that shit is like what my favorite acting teacher always talks about. Which is like, she always says, use it. Like that.
That to me is,
and that's is. Like you're gonna write that into something.
But like,
that's gonna be in a scene.
The fact that I couldn't go to my boss and be like, "This person said this to me, and it's incredibly inappropriate." He was my boss, and he was saying that, so there's nothing I can do about it. And I guess that's the fine line and the blurred lines of this industry when you're working with such intimate boundaries.
Yep.
Of like, well, you're an actor. You should want this part. You should be able to do anything for this part.
Bullshit.
Because there's such
bullshit.
Desperation and someone else bullshit. Could do this.
Bullshit, 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 bullshit.
You know, if you don't do it for free, I'll get someone else to do it.
And you probably
How
will.
How badly do you want this?
You probably will get someone else to do it. But fuck that. I don't care. I don't need that. I don't need
of
that.
Of course not. And that's not what I did. It's like, you didn't hire me so you could also... you know, be sleeping with your lead female actor.
No. Not me. God, yeah, I mean, I always think
of work.
Yeah, right.
I'm here to do my job that you hired me to do.
I'm just a person, as Tig Notaro says. I'm just a person. Yeah, we gotta get going. All right, yeah. Thank you guys so much for really hanging out with. No, it's just real. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. We don't always have to leave like end on happiness. Like this is real. Like this shit is fucking happening all the time, and like, frankly, like, the reason that I get so emotional about it is because like you got so lucky that nothing happened physically to you. Like it could have happened that could have happened so easily, and I'm like so glad that you left, because like I think it would have if you would have stayed.
It's hard to leave too, you know.
It's so hard to leave. I'm so proud of you.
It's like my dream job at the time.
Yeah.
That I was walking away from because it was too dangerous a situation for me to stay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that it is I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And everyone who listens to this should be like so inspired and should fucking say something. And when your friends are talking shitty, like when guy friends of yours are talking shitty, it is your fucking responsibility to be like, that's not how you treat humans. I say that shit to people all the time, and everyone else should too. It's our responsibility. We have to.
Just lead with kindness. You don't know who's having a bad day.
Yep.
You don't know who's having a hard life. I just think that there needs to be, in such a distracted society, I think that we need to remember to empathize more.
Yep. Our first instinct is to always blame the victim. And that's fine. Have that instinct, but then think about it again.
Yes.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
It's been Act Like a Girl.
I did a terrible impression.
No, please do it again. Say something again. So cool.
Like, oh, it was a run by fruiting.
That line makes me laugh every time.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
So stupid. But
Robin,
so
we miss you.
Sorry, I'm butchering my impression.
No, he would be. I think he would be proud.
It's such a great movie. Doubt to you. Fire.
Yes.